your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Scheman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. We will have all the latest on Deshaun Watson. There is new news. It ain't good. Chris Palin will join us at the bottom of the hour with the Everblades. They get ready for Game 3 tomorrow night at Hertz Arena for the Kelly Cup Finals. They're up 2-0 in that series, so we look forward to that. Plus, we got Wikipedia. At 6 minutes and 15 seconds past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
Get Best.
The New York Times has published a report that found Deshaun Watson met with at least 66 women over a 17-month period, more than previously known. The report also states that the Texans helped provide Watson with NDAs and some of the appointments. Elsewhere in the NFL, sources tell ESPN that 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is expected to report to mandatory OTAs today. Samuel reportedly requested a trade this offseason. And tonight, Game 4, Eastern Conference Finals at 8 on ESPN, Rangers at Lightning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
yep. Everybody's retweeting this out now. Dove Climate, a whole bunch of people. ESPN is running NFL Live and still hasn't gone to it yet.
Here's the deal. If you remember, Jack Easterby and all that, and Deshaun Watson were not getting along over a year ago. Deshaun says, I never want to play with you for you again. Then about a month or so later, the first of these accusations comes about, and this is all we've ever talked about now for the last year and a half. The Texans knew that they allegedly, according to the New York Times, they knew this was coming up. I'm wondering why they didn't throw it back in his face. Go, look, we've done non-disclosures for you. We know some stuff's going on. Don't badmouth us. Don't want to play here again. You're going to get your ass on that field, or else, you know, we're going to let people know about this stuff.
Why were they so adamant on multiple first round draft picks? Right? If they knew this, wouldn't you just say, oh gosh, we're gonna fleece somebody on this one. We're gonna.
It's gonna go down as the worst trade in NFL history if he can't play. It absolutely is.
And the worst contract in NFL history.
Yeah, both. They go hand in hand. No question about it.
Such a Browns thing to have the Browns happen to them.
The New York Times examination of records, including depositions and evidence for the civil lawsuits, as well as interviews of some of the women, show that Watson engaged in more questionable behavior than previously known. The Times review also showed that Watson's conduct was enabled, knowingly or not, by the Houston Texans, which provided the venue Watson used for some of the appointments. A team representative also furnished him with a non-disclosure agreement after a woman who's now suing him threatened online to expose his behavior. And Rusty Harden, his lawyer, says his client continues to vehemently deny the allegations. The lawsuit declined to respond in detail to the Times' questions, but said in a statement, quote, we could say when the real facts are known, this issue will appear in a different light, unquote. The Texans did not respond to specific questions about Watson's use of team resources. They said in a statement that they first learned of the allegations against him in March of 2021, have cooperated with investigators, and will, quote, continue to do so. Watson also said publicly he's hired about 40 different therapists across his 5 years, but the Times reporting found that he booked appointments with at least 66 different women in just the 17 months from the fall of 2019 through the spring of 2021, and a few of these additional women speaking publicly for the first time described experiences that undercut Watson's insistence that he was only seeking professional massage therapy. Mm-hmm. I told you, one woman said at times he was persistent in his request for sexual ass during his massage, including begging her to do some other stuff. And then this woman said, I specifically had to say, I can't do that. That's a quote. And speaking under the condition of anonymity. And she said, and that's when I went into asking him, what is it like being famous? Like, what's going on? You're about to mess up everything. So So allegedly, this massage therapist was saying, "What, you're about to throw your life away. What are you doing?"
It sounds like he was rebuffed a lot. Like, it doesn't
register
with his head that, okay, next one. And that's probably, and I'm just sitting here spitballing, it's probably why he had 66 different women. A lot of women said, no, I'm not doing that.
I'm just seeing this part of the article I didn't see. A little synopsis. The 66 women are, and there's a colon, the 24 have sued him, including two who filed suit within last week. In the most recent suit, the woman said Watson, you know, touched himself during the massage. A woman who sued but then withdrew the complaint because of privacy and security concerns. Two women who filed criminal complaints against Watson but did not sue him. At least 15 therapists who issued statements of support for Watson at the request of his lawyers and gave him messages during that period. At least four therapists from Genuine Touch, G as in and Chi Capital, the massage therapy group contracted with the Texans. That's the actual name of the group.
Yeah.
Five women identified by the plaintiff's lawyers during the investigation for their civil suits, and at least 15 other women whose appointments with Watson were confirmed through interviews and records reviewed by the Times. A deeper look at the civil suits, including a review of private messages entered as evidence, shows the lengthy efforts by Watson to book massages and the methods he used to assure women that he could be trusted. And I guess one woman who sued Watson was a flight attendant who began taking massage therapy classes during the pandemic. She and Watson were in the same social circle, but Watson acknowledged in a deposition that they had never really spoken except to say hello.
Mm. So, how you doing?
Huh. Watson regularly presented himself as an ally to businesswomen. In the suit filed this week, the therapist alleged that he told her that he really wanted to support black businesses, and on another occasion, he left a woman perplexed when he purchased 30 bottles of her $40 skin cleanser.
Hmm. I've got more questions now.
I think more now, including the team.
Yeah.
What do they know? What do they provide? Services do they know? Trying to sweep this under the rug.
How are criminal if the New York Times can find all this, how can law enforcement not find all of it?
In messages to the woman whom he knew from his social circle, Watson asked to meet at the Houstonian, an upscale hotel and club, mm-hmm. where Craig used to go for tea, where the Texans had secured a membership for him. She said she was not comfortable going to a hotel because she knew Watson's girlfriend and indeed had once babysat her and her younger brother. The woman told Watson she wanted to keep things, quote, professional and respectful. Oh, most definitely always professional, he texted. I even have an NDA I have therapists sign too. Referring to the NDA he had received just days earlier from a member of the Texan security staff. Texans security staff. Watson didn't explain in the next text how the woman would benefit from signing a document meant to protect him. Finally, the woman suggested they meet at her mom's home in Manville, a 30-minute drive from Watson. He said, quote, damn, that's far, unquote, but agreed to make the trip.
That's far.
What a trooper. Man, oh, man.
Think about the 2 weeks that Deshaun Watson has had. It was 2 weeks ago tonight that the HBO Real Sports interview aired, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I mean, since then, his attorney has gone on radio, made himself look like a horse's ass by saying, it's not really illegal if it's consensual.
Yeah,
I mean, just towing the legal line.
Right.
And missing the trees from the forest on that one. Mm-hmm. And it's like every 2 or 3 days we now get another little drip, another mm-hmm. nugget, another piece of news. I don't know how the NFL lets him on the field this fall.
I think Wig brings up a good point because I mentioned this at the top of the hour. It makes me think, how long was this going on? Was this going on at Clemson? Or was this a thing after he got money and power in the NFL? Did this happen?
Huh. Yeah, that's the thing. The name of the legitimate organization that the football team is associated with is indeed called Genuine Touch, capital G, capital T. It's a legit massage place.
Yeah. Wow.
So when it goes into much other detail, everything else that I don't need to get into, that you can just use your imagination.
And again, the Browns have mandatory OTAs or mandatory camp next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Duff Kleiman just tweeted out the article. It said a $230 million guarantee by an NFL team with this circling over his head. And the Saints and Falcons both went hard to try to beat the Browns to trade with the Miami Dolphins, trying to get him mid-2021.
Yeah. Bizarre. I want to find out who printed off the non-disclosure forms for him in the Houston Texans office.
Yep.
I got a feeling that's got Jack Easterby written all over it. But then again, they didn't get along. Maybe he wasn't doing any favors. I don't know.
Well, Jack Easterby, maybe he's you're telling me Jack Easterby did not know about any of this? I don't believe that for a second.
I don't either. I don't. But I'm flummoxed as to what their relationship was, because obviously it was not good. Or maybe this is what spurned behind the scenes those two to have a rift. You know, maybe Jack had the high road here and said, "Dude, Deshaun, what are you doing?" And it got so bad that Deshaun said, "I'm never playing for these guys. Trade me out of here."
Mm-hmm. The Angels Twitter account, they have relieved Joe Maddon of his duties as Angels manager today. Phil Nevin been named interim manager. They had a hot start. They've lost 12 in a row, including got shut out by the Red Sox 1-0 last night.
Man, that stinks. I just put them on red alert, too. Like, I think Joe was going to turn it around when he heard that.
I think ownership thinks you got the two best players in the league.
Yeah.
With Shohei and Trout, and we can't be this bad.
Well, they've lost a lot of low scoring games. I mean, they blew a 5-0 lead to Philadelphia on Sunday and lost like 9-5. But
outscored
run differential
79-33.
Yeah,
yeah.
But over 12 games,
there are a couple 10-0s in there.
Yeah, there were. But like Syndergaard has had the usual Syndergaard bad luck. You know, he's had like one or two clunkers, but the rest of them, he's all, there's still a lot of talent on that team, but there's a lot of baseball left.
Not for them.
Well, you don't know that. Well, like I said, right now, four teams in the American League East would be in the playoffs. Four out of the six.
None in the AL West.
except for
second manager this week to get canned?
Yep.
Joe Maddon and Joe Girardi. Bad week for Joes.
Yeah.
Bad week for Joes.
Bad week for Joes.
We got any other Joes that come to mind?
Just Torrey's been out of the game for so long.
No, Houston's the only team above 500 in the West. Minnesota's the only team above 500 in the Central. Yankees, Toronto, Tampa Bay, and the Red Sox are all above 500 in the East. And all four of those teams, along with Minnesota and Houston, would be in the playoffs if it started today.
Mm. I can't think of any other Joes.
Yeah.
Racking my brain, and I know maybe half of the managers in Major League Baseball, so I feel like that's a pretty good percentage. Mm-hmm. Oh, who's the Arizona guy?
I can't come up with it off the top of my head.
We've had him on, haven't we?
What?
Pete's not paying attention.
No, I am paying attention.
He's thinking. Okay.
No, what's Torrey Labelle? He's not there.
Wig says Joe Judge is next.
Rats. It's my bad.
Hang on.
Torrey Lavello.
Yeah, Torrey Lavello. He used to be with the Red Sox.
That's my bad.
I thought it was still him. Torrey.
It's pretty close.
How's it close?
Pretty close.
He is a great guy. Let me tell you, he is a great guy. Joe. Funny as hell.
I want to see your head coach of the Dolphins.
No other Joes.
Take on Dan Campbell in a little scrum.
Oh, here we go, because
I want to take on you in a scrum.
It looks like Clark Kent.
I'm just looking at your guy, McDaniel, whatever he is over there.
Who cares about that?
He looks like a child.
He looks like a genius.
He looks like a child.
Don't keep my coach's name out your mouth.
Oh, Lord.
Confirmed by me. No other Joes.
All right. Do we want to, do we have time to do your little thing about passionate fan base?
Yeah.
Joe
Maddon had a $4 million option or $1 million buyout for next year in 2023, but the Angels had never engaged in contract extensions. He'll have a job. Take your money and run this year, and then he'll be hired as soon as the season is over. by if he wants to, by somebody, no question.
He's got to be. How old is he, Joe Maddon, getting now?
It doesn't really matter.
I don't know.
Look at Tony La Russa.
I don't think that's the example you want to look at for successful managers in baseball.
Well, he actually did win the division last year.
Yeah, and what's he doing with a pretty talented roster this year?
No, struggling, like the rest of that division.
Nothing.
Struggling. Yep, they're 25-27. But they're only three in the back in the loss column of the Twins. A lot of baseball left.
Joe Maddon is 68. I would just take the money and chill.
He's a youngin.
Take the money and run?
Yeah.
Or walk, all right, so in this case.
I got a couple of lists
here. That's a song,
here.
Right?
Yeah.
I got a top 25 best and worst college football fight songs, and I've also got the most passionate college fan base in every state.
I'd rather do that one.
Let's do the fan base.
Okay, we'll do the other one later.
I don't like the fight songs.
Oh, I do. That's a fun thing.
Maybe, but we can't listen to them.
Unless you can't listen to
them. No, but you know a lot of them.
The good ones.
Yeah.
Not the bad ones.
But you might like the just the names of them are funny.
And now, a list.
The most passionate college fan base in every state, and this is not one of our favorite sites, Big Game Boomer, but
one of my least favorite sites, actually.
Boomer!
They're the Craig Sheeman of college football.
Am I your least favorite talk show host?
For Florida, their most passionate college fan base, they say, is UCF.
Okay, we're starting off 0-1.
How can you say that with the swamp? Okay, never mind.
I know. For Alabama.
This is the answer.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah. No, no.
Bama!
No, Auburn, they say.
That is so wrong.
Auburn is the most passionate college fan.
Although your student body leaves in the halftime and Nick Saban gets his panties in a bind over that.
That's only against North Texas. Right?
Yeah. Indiana, most passionate college fan base.
Notre Dame.
No,
that's baloney.
That's right here.
You just totally made that up.
I did not. It's right here. So it's a big.
This is a joke. This is why I don't like Big Game Boomer right here. Because they put out stupid lists that just want to get people upset.
Oh, for three already.
The Craig Sheeman of college football coverage.
Big Game Boomer, the most passionate college fan base in Texas is?
Let me guess, like Texas Tech.
No, it's got to be A&M.
It's
got to be A&M. They got one right.
It couldn't be Texas.
No.
They're not back. Let's see. In South Carolina, most passionate college fan base is?
It's South Carolina.
South Carolina.
I'm going Gamecocks over the Tigers.
South Carolina. Tennessee.
I could go Citadel, but that
SEC.
Just,
it just means more.
Yeah. Louisiana is LSU.
LSU, and it's not even close.
Well,
Louisiana Lafayette's pretty tough.
There's not another option.
You ever done a game at Louisiana Lafayette? There's no place like that.
I thought you were going to go La Tech on me.
Coulda.
Go Bulldogs.
Coulda.
Pennsylvania.
Penn State.
White it out. Better be Penn State.
It's got to be Penn State. Penn State. White out.
Unless you go Pitt Panthers.
Virginia.
Va-Tech. Enter Sandman.
Va-Tech.
Yeah.
But we have seen Virginia rock, but not like Va-Tech can. Idaho. America's team.
Idaho.
Boise State.
Oh, that's Vandal country.
It's not Vandal country. Let's see. In Utah.
Utah!
Most passionate college fan base.
Utah, final answer.
No.
BYU.
Yes.
they're not even on campaign. They're a quiet crowd.
I agree.
Most passionate college fan base in Oklahoma.
State.
Chris?
Go Cowboys.
No. Sooners.
I try not to take the easy
answer. Yeah, I'm with you.
Most passionate college fan base in Ohio.
Better be the Buckeyes.
Move on.
Akron.
No.
It's Ohio State. Miami of Ohio. Let's see. A couple more here. Oh, my God. Come on. The most passionate college fan base in California.
Hold on. Let me think about this.
You said come on.
Okay. I'm going to eliminate both UCLA and Southern
Cal. Yeah, that's why.
I'm going to move north.
I was going to go Stanford.
I was going to go Stanford. And maybe Cal. Who you got?
San Diego State?
Fresno State.
Oh, no.
Actually, I'll allow for that. They
I know,
love their Bulldogs there.
Yeah.
In Mission Viejo County, maybe. I'll take Los Angeles County. Or Pasadena.
No, nobody's excited at Pasadena. They're very chill.
You're not Pasadena.
They're very chill.
Pasadena.
That means nothing.
You are.
I live
Oregon.
There. Oregon.
Go Beavers. Slap that tail.
Go, no. Go Ducks.
Slap quack, that tail.
Quack, Ducks.
Quack, quack.
Ducks. I don't like the Ducks. I take that back. I don't have anything against Oregon.
No.
Seems like you do.
Except LeGarrette Blount when he cheap-shotted that dude on Boise State.
Yeah, or Joey freaking Harrington.
What a sucker move. I love Joey Harrington.
No.
Loved him at Oregon.
Oh, here's one. Most passionate college fan base in every state, Michigan.
Michigan's not even close. Sorry.
The answer is Michigan. I don't know what big game Bob has put down on his list, but the answer is Michigan.
I see a Sparty helmet. That's all I can tell you.
That's
see the Sparty helmet.
That's not even right.
More passionate.
They don't have 100,000 people for the last 30 years.
They beat them last year.
Hold on. But the half 100,000 that go to every game, they're pretty passionate.
They were passionate last year.
The 50,000 that go to every game, they're pretty passionate.
But 100,000 go every single week in Ann Arbor, regardless. For 30 years.
Well, there needs to be a game.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not every week.
How about this one?
Now you're making my head hurt.
Most passionate
Sparty shows up no matter what. Game or no game, they're showing up.
Most passionate?
Sparty fans wouldn't go under the stadium during a lightning delay. They had to get Izzo to go out on the field and get him to go under.
Tough.
I love Sparty. Go Sparty.
Most passionate college fan base in every state. How about the state of New York?
Big Mel Tucker fan right here.
How about the state of New York?
Syracuse.
No.
There's another college football team in New York.
Plays a beautiful
Buffalo
stadium. No?
I'm out.
No, you're not.
There's no more college
Mikey
teams
stadium,
in New York.
Army! Army!
I've done a couple games there.
Yeah, I've been there once. It is absolutely gorgeous. In the fall. Absolutely beautiful. All right, there you go. That's it for now.
Billy from Naples. Michigan State attendance, 75,000. Lotta Stadium in Michigan, way more passionate.
I'm with you, Billy.
Strongly disagree.
I'm with you,
go
Billy.
Go Sparty.
All right, Chris Palin will be joining us next. VP,
yeah, who's the most passionate in Mississippi?
Oh, Mississippi State. Mississippi State.
I agree.
Yep.
Well,
this guy's cool. That's close.
I don't care.
It's a draw.
It's Mississippi.
We're talking about Everblades. We got Wikipedia right around the corner. And also we're putting together another golf tournament for you in case you miss it. It's the Sheeman & Shepherd Top Golf Tournament. Target Golf. You don't even have to be good, and you can still do well in this thing. Register at our website, ESPNSWFL.com. You can even leave names of the people you want to be paired with. Single-person tournament, though. Prize for first place, last place, average score, all that good stuff. Portion of the proceeds goes to the V Foundation, and you'll get an ESPN swag bag, special Top Golf tournament shirt. They're running the tournament there, Top Golf. They're in charge of that, but we're all going to be there. Lunch is on us, and you can play for great prizes, and we're doing our show there from 2 to 6, so the tournament's from 2:30 to 5:30. That means Chris won't be there cheating. Sheeman & Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Of course, the Everblades off to a great start in the Kelly Cup playoffs. The Kelly Cup finals got the first two games on the road. Mm. Back home for game three tomorrow and then Friday and if necessary, Saturday at Hertz Arena. Chris Palin is the VP of the Everblades and he joins us frequently and we always enjoy it. He's on here. Chris, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good. Great start, man.
Whoa,
good job.
Man. Game one.
Couldn't do any better, right?
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, that was a hard-fought battle in game one, and then Cam was incredible as usual in game two, and here we are.
Yeah, we're really locked in right now. So from goaltending out and just played two great road games and want to bring it home and, you know, finish it off here.
That's a I know Hertz Arena crowd, Blades crowd gets going. They're awesome fans. But, man, 8,600 fans out in Toledo. I was watching some of it online. They were going berserk, stunned, pin-dropping silence at the end. That's what you like to see.
That's a shame.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a shame, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, a hostile environment is always difficult. You know, their fans were really revved up, and I think really surprised when, you know, we got down quick and battled back and took that first one, and then you know, they got the quick one that got called back and the second one, and then we jumped on them, and really they were never really back into it there. So you know, I think, you know, it's what we wanted to do, at least get one on the road. We got them both, and you know, as the cliches are, you know, the third and fourth are always the hardest. So we know they're gonna push back, and they're gonna come with a great effort. So we need to be ready, and you know, we're looking for our fans to support us. You know, one of the things I always find, I've been lucky enough to be in quite a few situations where teams I've been with have been in the finals, and you always hear, "Well, I didn't come to the game because I thought it was sold out." The games are not sold out. There are tickets available. You know, we're gonna have really good crowds. We hope that certainly both games will be sold out. But at this point, there are tickets available, so get those tickets and come on down and support the team, as you know, as the fans in Toledo did, and you know, there's an opportunity here if we can win tomorrow, you know, and have an opportunity to win the trophy at home here on Friday or Saturday. Knock on wood, you know, that's something that very few people get to see on their home ice. So it would be a great opportunity, and we want to fill the stands for sure.
I have no doubt that that's going to be the case.
Yeah. That's what we were telling people earlier.
I mean, I just like to remind everyone, because, again, I hear that a lot. Well, I just didn't come because I thought it was sold out.
Right.
And you know, we're in a very interesting place where, you know, obviously there's snowbirds, and some of the people that are here all the time are back home. So, you know, there's an opportunity for other people to come out to the game. And, you know, I don't want to fail to mention that tomorrow night we just locked down a deal. The first 3,000 through the door will get Kelly Cup T-shirts sponsored by Michelob Ultra and Franz Eye Care. So that's a big one. And then on Friday we'll have 4,000 rally towels sponsored by Lexus Dealers of Southwest Florida, who've been our playoff partner here. So we're going to have some things to give away and show off, and hopefully, you know, obviously bring home a title.
Sweet. The promotions keep on coming through the end. That's what you guys do.
Yeah. See, Craig is stunned, too, because even though he's not a huge – well, he's sort of a Detroit Red Wing fan, but since this team is affiliated with the Detroit and this team is better than the Red Wings, it's kind of throwing Craig off a little bit.
Hey, you know, they're moving in the right direction. So
slowly.
Detroit's gonna, and I heard you guys talking about the game last night.
Oh. You know, what'd you think that call?
Well, here's the thing, and Craig, who's been on the show with you many times, our president, mentioned it, and I have to repeat what he said, and I'll tell you what my thoughts were. But he said that was probably the third period last night was probably the fastest period of hockey he's ever seen. Mm-hmm. When you have guys like MacKinnon and McDavid out there skating as hard as they do, and my two cents on it is, I don't know that I've seen any worse goaltending than I saw in the third period last night. Just some of the goals that were scored last night just never should have gone in. And, you know, either team, you know, if they got a stop in a crucial time, would have won that game last night. So it was fun to watch, no doubt about it. I mean, I love seeing goals scored, but it's totally a different series than what we're watching again tonight with the Lightning and the Rangers with such great goaltending. So definitely, as I said when we last talked, two different series is for sure, and it'll be interesting to see whoever comes out of this series tonight how that ranks up. That Colorado team is very, very good, very deep, but I'm not sure about their goaltending. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting.
What do you think about the game-winning goal, Makar? And I'm thinking if – and I know he that Lekkonen was bending over a little bit, but, man – they didn't stop the play. They didn't stop the play right away. Number one. Number two. I think, Chris, that if that deflection actually went into the net, I don't think they would have allowed it. Yet they didn't blow the whistle, so I'm kind of torn. And then, of course, You know, Lehkonen puts the rebound in. But what did you think of the – you know, how close was that being a high stick? I mean, where's that imaginary line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I heard you talk about that earlier, and I love the idea of sort of the first down marker across. Yeah. If somebody could show us where that is, because it looked to me like it was pretty close. And then the pretty close situations, you typically go with the call on the ice, which, again, where I was a little confused is, does that – stop the play automatically, or is the puck then live once he stops it and it doesn't matter? They never explained that.
Yeah.
So, and even Kaharski didn't really go into that. So is, you know, if it's not a live, so if it's not a high stick, is it automatically just a live puck? Or even if it is a high stick, is it, because they touch it, is it a live puck anyways? I don't know what the outcome in that is, but it was really close.
Yeah. Every time Kaharski is out there, you know what I'm thinking. Jim Schoenfeld going, have another donut. One of the great lines ever going into the locker room. But I'm, I don't understand, because, you know, even in the ECH, if it was a high stick, the play's dead. They blow the whistle dead right there. And it's dead. But they didn't do it, so it's a live puck.
Yeah, my son and I were talking about it. And that's kind of diving deep into the rules, meaning – you know, if it wasn't, is it still in play? So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I thought it was close enough where I probably wouldn't have called it a high stick. And I was, I was rooting for the series to go a little longer at least. So yeah. I don't have a dog in the fight, but would have liked to see Edmonton win a game. So I would like to see the game go on. But, you know, I thought it was pretty close where you kind of would, if that was a call on the ice, you'd just let it go.
Chris, I knew this would come up. I got a texter here. He's a regular on the show. What if I buy tickets for game 5, but it's a sweep in 4? What happens? Full refund or apply to next year? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a full refund. Yeah. So, yeah, you'd get your money back on that. So that's a great question. Unless you wanted to apply it for next year, that'd be fine too. But typically, they're refunded automatically right back.
All right. So, well, good luck. Let's get that Kelly Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. It's a great opportunity to see a trophy in the house, hopefully, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Don't want to jinx anything, but, if you haven't been in a situation, I've been lucky enough quite a few times to be in a situation where a trophy was awarded. Fans, come on down. This is why we do it. This is why we're here, and we really appreciate all your support during the year. It's great to have partners like you guys. That's what makes this all worth it in the end. So thank you so much. And, this will be it.
You're very welcome. Because we're truly fans as well as talk show hosts.
We speak, hopefully you will have the Kelly Cup raised up high in victory.
Yep.
We certainly hope so. That's for sure. But, we give it much respect to Toledo. They'll come in ready to go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds great, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
It.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thanks for everything.
You got it. That is Chris Palin, VP of the Everblades. Game 3 tomorrow night at Hertz Arena. Tickets are available. So there.
Yep.
So we always enjoy talking to him.
You can sit in the restaurant and watch the game, too.
What's that?
So you can go sit in the restaurant up there and watch the game, too.
Yeah, up in the corner?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love it up there.
You got everything up there.
Yep.
It's a great deal. What was the other thing? Back to our previous conversation real quick. I saw Otis texted in on your comment for passionate fan bases. He says, does creating your own college football national championship trophy make you worthy of the most passionate fan base in Florida? Yeah, if you're going to go through that effort to make up a fake national champion trophy, maybe you are passionate about it. So I'll throw that in there as well. Oh, and breaking news. The LA Sparks have fired Derek Fisher as head coach.
What?
Ready?
What?
It's insane. It's insane. It's like the NHL. They just fire you out on a whim. Boom.
They were starting to turn that around.
WNBA.
Hadn't even gotten Brittany Griner back yet.
No. Is she on that team?
I don't know.
No, I think she's in Arizona.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
Phoenix.
All right.
I know she's not now. She's in Russia right now.
The Mercury.
Yeah. I think that's the case. Weird story. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's time for Wikipedia. Again, thanks for Chris for being on.
You're welcome.
Not you, Chris. Chris Palin. But, thank you too, Chris. Let's play Wikipedia. Caller 9.
Uh-huh.
Take it on Pete Shepard. Today is Prince's birthday. Well, it would have been. He's no longer with us. So in honor of his favorite color, purple.
It's like 6 years ago.
Did he die 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Man, doesn't seem that long. I believe he would have been 64 years old.
I don't believe you. You didn't say it with a ton of conviction.
Isn't he born in 1958?
Hold on. 63?
No. Yeah, I don't.
No, I think 64.
No, his birthday's 1958. Yeah, he's 64 years old. Yeah, Craig, right again.
You got to say it with more conviction, though.
He was born June 7th, 1950, freaking 8. Would have been 60.
Wow.
Prince, 64. If he was still alive. There. How's that for passion?
That's like a little red Corvette going 45 down I-75, huh?
Except it wasn't purple. It was red.
Yeah.
I said little red Corvette.
I know, but I'm saying it's purple. You know, I'm just being smart ass.
Anyway, we're going to do, in honor of Prince, all things purple.
Wow.
All things purple. And most are sports related.
Okay.
So anybody could play. We need caller number 9. And it's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. So win some subs for you and a friend. Caller 9-239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Let's play Wikipedia. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, a couple things here. It would have been Prince's birthday, 64, if he was still with us. We're going to do all things purple today. Yes, Blue Bowl, I know the story. Prince actually likes the color orange, but that would ruin Wikipedia. And Anti-Naggy Guy says it's his birthday, too. Our contestant today is Dave in Punta Gorda. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Dave.
Doing great, guys. Great show.
Thank you, sir. All right, Dave, first one to three correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. Dave, all things purple. Dave, in 2007, this running back set a Vikings record, an NFL single-game rushing record, with 296 yards versus the Chargers. Who was it?
Adrian beat out my Peyton.
There you go. There you go. Adrian Peterson.
Adrian who?
Peterson. All right.
No, you.
Pete Shepard. What was the name of the Minnesota Vikings stadium for their first 20 seasons?
The Met.
I will accept that. Metropolitan Stadium.
Yeah.
Yes. 1-1. All right, Dave. In 1996, from what city did the Baltimore Ravens relocate from?
Cleveland.
That is correct. 2-1. Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Ravens running back Jamal Lewis attended what college?
Rutgers. No! No, no. Dummy. My bad.
Dave, for the steal, what college did Ravens running back Jamal Lewis attend?
I don't know. Clemson?
No. Pete, do you know? With your almost no?
I was going to say Louisville, but that's wrong, too.
Tennessee,
yeah.
All right, the door is open. This is for Dave and Punta Gorda for the win. Where did Shaquille O'Neal play college basketball?
Oh. Louisiana?
Louisiana what?
Tech.
No. It was Louisiana State.
Louisiana State? The door is still open.
Purple and yellow.
Pete Shepard.
Yep.
What running back has the LSU record with 5 touchdowns in a bowl game?
Is this recent?
He's a current NFL player.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, God.
Not him.
No, I wish it was. Oh, man. Oh, wait a second. Darius Geis. Juice. No?
No. Dave, can you tell me what running back has the LSU record with 5 touchdowns in a bowl game?
I got a name on the tip of my tongue. I can't bring it out, though.
Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
All right. This is back to Dave for the win. Which Laker once outscored an entire opposing team through three quarters of play?
Well,
it's a good guess, but no. It's not true.
Really? Kareem.
No. Jerry in West. 2005, Kobe outscored the Mavericks 62-61 by himself.
Ridiculous.
All right. Pete Shepard.
Yep.
The first Laker to win the league MVP. League, not finals. League MVP.
League MVP. First Laker. Jerry West.
No.
Damn.
Chance to steal. Dave. First Laker to win the league MVP.
Talking Minnesota Lakers?
No, L.A. Lakers.
However you're... I'm not going to say anything.
I don't know, Maravich.
Oh, you were on the right path with Kareem.
Kareem. That was not my second
won MVPs
choice.
With both.
Got to trick me.
All right, this is for Pete. No, this is for Dave.
Yep.
Dave again for the win. In 1985, the movie The Color Purple featured Oprah, Whoopi, and Danny Glover. It was nominated for 11 Oscars. How many did it win?
Nine.
Zero.
None.
Got shut really? Out.
None. Yeah.
Wow.
It fed into the storyline that African Americans were frequently overlooked by the Academy.
Also, E.T. was out that year, and which didn't win and should have.
Pete Shepard, yeah. For the tie, yeah. This is my last question.
Yeah.
What famous director directed The Color Purple?
Oh, Spielberg.
Yeah, Spielberg had a big year.
Yeah.
All right, we end in a draw, 2-2. It's like the Lions and Steelers.
No Prince trivia.
A tie.
All right,
good job.
All right, Dave, thank you for playing along, and thank you for listening to the program.
Got a fun fact about Spielberg. He wasn't the original director for Jaws.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know why the other guy got fired?
Why?
He didn't know the difference between a whale and a shark.
That's a fireball offense.
Yeah,
it is. Wonder who that was. Do we know who that was?
I've seen it in the documentary, but I can't remember.
Was it Scorsese or anybody like
no,
that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that went downhill.
All right, Dave, appreciate it.
I mean, we got the first three and the last question correct.
That's a couple tough ones in there, though.
I thought they were outstanding. Sometimes I like Wikipedia just to be a teaching moment of some interesting fun facts, mm-hmm. but we got hung up on a couple.
That's a good question.
I mean, Shaquille O'Neal, LSU, that should have been correct.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. It was fine. There was enough mix.
The MVP, Jerry West, Kareem, I was back and forth on that one.
Maybe a little more diversity.
Diversity?
Yeah, give me a TC. Not everything needs to be LSU, Ravens, and Lakers.
Then you would have criticized me for going down into the minutia. Do Andy Dalton, the TCU trivia?
Harold and the Purple Crayon,
thinking LaDainian Tomlinson. So, right there, that's a couple of really good options. Jalen Reagor? Huh?
I'm not doing Jalen Reagor trivia.
LA Kings? Wikipedia. Same colors as the Lakers? Back then?
Mostly black, but yeah.
Purple.
I mean, Royal, purple.
Yeah.
Northwestern?
Northwestern.
Go Cats?
The list is endless.
It was endless.
Colorado Rockies?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Phoenix Suns?
Yeah.
Wig would have liked a Phoenix Suns question.
Wig's probably mad at me right now.
Yeah, I would be. And it's a legitimate gripe.
All right.
Good try, though.
5 o'clock hour is upon us. Mercifully.
What day is it?
It's Tuesday. Oh. Don't worry. You don't have to prepare Wednesday with some fun facts.
It's only Tuesday.
Ready to go.
However, if you're just tuning in, Deshaun Watson, more trouble.
Not good.
Stay tuned. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.